This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's great tip: what are the blessings of the congregational prayers as far as our ubudiyah, our servitude of Allah, is concerned? Now, dear listeners, one of the very interesting things which we have spoken about with regards to our ubudiyah, our servitude of Allah, is this great role and the amazing blessings which are within the congregational prayers. These congregational prayers are an excellent way to increase and strengthen our ubudiyah. It teaches us so many different things if we just bother to contemplate upon it. We also find that it is very highly recommended to attend these congregational prayers and to not take them lightly. We talked about in various sessions how congregational prayers show the strength and the unity of the Muslims. It shows the power and the determination and the resolve of the Muslims. And we also talked about how the congregational prayers are an excellent venue for us to get to know each other and to help one another and to know what each other's problems and difficulties are in life. Again, the congregational prayers, we find that we meet one another in the rows of worship. This in itself is an excellent quality and an excellent characteristic which increases our ubudiyah, our servitude of Allah. We find that meeting one another in another venue is possible. For example, meeting each other in each other's home, at each other's workplace, at the school, at the college, at the university, or perhaps in a shopping area. We find that we meet one another. But truly, isn't the best place to meet one another in the mosque, in the masjid, in the Islamic center, in the Husayniya, in this place of worship? And so when we meet one another in this place of worship, truly it makes the believers and the Muslims and the brothers and sisters experience a sense of belonging, a sense of unity, a sense of community that engenders and inculcates courage and power, hope and brotherhood and friendship. And so in this very beautiful manner, we find that these congregational prayers are surely a great and beautiful form of ubudiyah.
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to this segment of the program, Foresight. My name is Muhammad, and today I'm going to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajatul Mu'tasimin. Please stay with me. My God, empty us not of your defending, strip us not of your guarding, and protect us from the roads of destruction. For we are in your eye and under your wing. I ask you by those whom you have singled out, your angels and the righteous among your creatures, to assign over us a protector through which you will deliver us from destructions. Turn aside from us blights and hide us from the striking of great afflictions. To send down upon us some of your tranquility, to wrap our faces in the lights of love for you, to give us haven in your strong pillar, and to gather us under the wing of your preservation by your clemency and your mercy, O most merciful of the merciful.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Now, in continuation to what we were saying about the importance of congregational prayers, of Salatul Jama'at, when it comes to our ubudiyah, our servitude of Allah, we find that meeting one another in the rows of worship, in the halls of worship, in the house of worship, in it of itself is such a great thing and such a blessed blessing. And also we find that it helps the Muslims, the brothers and sisters, to really feel a sense of unity, a sense of belonging, a sense of community. Also, we find that these congregational prayers, it gets rid of a lot of the rancor and the resentments and the suspicions between individuals. Now, of course, when we come to the Islamic centers, the mosques, the masjid, the Husayniyas, we need to come with a positive outlook, with a positive emotional state. You know, we can't come in there in a bad mood. We should come and we should go to these Islamic centers, Islamic community centers, the place of worship, with a positive attitude and in a good mood. And of course, we should be good to other Muslim brothers and sisters. We should be good and kind and loving and merciful to the young ones in our community and the old ones in our community as well. And of course, this kind of positive energy, this positive outlook, this positive attitude, this good, wholesome, righteous mood really is something that permeates amongst other people. And so in this manner, when we get to know each other, when we get to talk to each other, it will remove a lot of resentment and suspicion that some people might have about one another. And of course, as the traditions tell us, we should always have a good view of other people, especially the Muslims and the Muslim brothers and sisters. Another thing, dear friends, which this congregational prayer does for our ubudiyah, our servitude of Allah, is that it elevates the level of knowledge and our servitude and humility. Of course, when we come to the Islamic centers, there are some sort of speeches or sermons which increase and elevate our level of knowledge. And of course, when we see the other Muslim brothers and sisters engaging in sincere worship, this also makes us and encourages and inspires us to want to worship Allah with sincerity and with humility. The beautiful aspects of congregational prayers in our ubudiyah.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Hamza Yusuf.
What does the shaitan say? and you won't find most of them in gratitude. That's what he wants to take you away from. And Allah says, قَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورُ, how few of my servants are grateful. So really, it's gratitude. That's at the root. And taqwa is in essence gratitude. I mean, don't become immersed in all this fear. هُوَ أَهْلُ taqwa. Allah is أَهْلُ taqwa. He is worthy of it. In other words, it's just, He's worthy of it. Because if it's all about fear, then you end up becoming somebody who is doing things motivated out of a very low force in the world, which is fear. Fear is a low force. Fear is how these people rule everybody. That's how they put them all, you better do this or this is going to happen, get your insurance. And aman, the word in modern Arabic for insurance, is the same root of iman. They're from the same root, isti'man. Yistaminu means to insure yourself, but it also means to seek aman. And iman is to make yourself safe. How? Billah. Not with blue cross or not with any cross. مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. If you aren't grateful to people, you're not grateful to Allah. And so the greatest gratitude that we should have is to the Prophet. Because in being grateful to him, we are grateful to Allah. And that's what Allah says. If you're not grateful to people, you haven't been grateful to Allah. And so the only important matter that must always be at the forefront is that you recognize that your gratitude to the prophets or to your teachers or to your mother and your father is in reality gratitude to Allah. There's no shirk because you're not veiled by the means. See, people in this world, the people of dunya, are veiled by the means. They think the means are the reality. So when they take the medicine, they think the medicine cured them. When they get their money at the end of the month, they think it was their job that fed them. No, we recognize the means are simply that. They are means. And in reality, behind the doctor is Allah. Behind the job is Allah. Behind everything is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, in being grateful to everything, we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Including being grateful to people that harm us, because in reality they're doing us a big favor in drawing us near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so it gets to the point where you begin to feel gratitude towards everything. And that's the highest maqam.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us on the program. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. Now, talking about congregational prayers and how there are so many blessings and so many ways in which we can elevate and increase and strengthen our ubudiyah of Allah, our servitude of Allah, we find that there are really a great many different aspects in congregational prayers which can strengthen and really take our ubudiyah to another level. It is very interesting because some of us might think that the congregational prayers really don't have that much of an effect, but in reality it is the opposite. It is the contrary. The congregational prayers do have a great impact not only on our individual ubudiyah, but also in our collective ubudiyah to Allah. Of course, one of the things that we talked about was how the congregational prayers gets rid of resentments and suspicions, and how it also brings a sense of belonging, a sense of brotherhood, a sense of being a family amongst the Muslims and amongst the believers. And finally, we find that it does elevate the knowledge of the person who goes to the congregational prayers, because in some form or the other, we find that there is someone who is giving a speech at these congregational prayers or at these meetings. And so usually, and it should be in this case, that the most pious, the most worthy, and the most knowledgeable person must be the one to lead the congregational prayers. the person who is known as the imam of the jama'at, the one who leads the prayers. And this in itself is a kind of training and a promotion of knowledge and piety and justice amongst the believers. When the believers and the people praying go to the community center, the masjid, the Husayniya, the Islamic center, and they see that the individual leading the prayers is a pious person, a knowledgeable person, a brave person, a good person, a righteous person, then this truly inspires and motivates the believers to be just like that, to be courageous, to be righteous, to be good mu'min people, to be good and humble servants of Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted. And thus we find in this very beautiful matter that ubudiyya is truly enhanced and strengthened and elevated via these beautiful congregational prayers. إلهنا ما عاد لك مليك كل من ملك لبيك قد لبيت لك. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.